This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian officials say they've found at least 10 torture centers in territory recaptured from Russia in the country's east. This follows the discovery of a mass grave containing about 450 bodies at a site near Izum. The Russians occupied the city in the Kharkiv region until a Ukrainian counteroffensive pushed Russian troops from the region last weekend. The United Nations says it wants to send a team to investigate the site of the reported mass grave and determine the circumstances of the deaths. A regional police official said the victims at the burial site were killed by shooting or in shelling. Ukraine and its Western allies have accused Russian forces of perpetrating war crimes there. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who visited the recaptured city on Wednesday, said the Russians were responsible. Russia has denied targeting civilians or committing war crimes. Soccer legend David Beckham has joined the thousands of mourners in London queuing up to pay their respects to the late Queen Elizabeth. AP correspondent Karen Chama says more.
People spotted the former England soccer captain in the line of mourners near Britain's Houses of Parliament. It is believed he joined the queue at 2 a.m. and lined up for more than 10 hours with thousands of others. Beckham told the AP the Queen's death has a personal meaning to him.
I grew up in a family that were all royalists, and, you know, I said earlier that, you know, today, you know, I think back to my grandparents, because if my grandparents were alive, they would have been here.
As a soccer captain, Beckham explained his love for his country and the monarchy encouraged him to play his best game.
I know what it meant for us to step out onto that field and to represent our queen and our country and the Free Lions.
Karen Chamas, London.
This is VOA News. The state of Massachusetts transported migrants off the wealthy island of Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, on Friday morning in response to an unusual move by Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis to fly them there from the border state of Texas. About 50 migrants, including some half dozen children, boarded buses to head to the ferry to Cape Cod, leaving some of the island residents who volunteered to shelter them in a church for 2 nights in tears. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, a Republican, said the migrants would be housed temporarily at a Cape Cod military base organized by state emergency forces. The migrants were flown to Martha's Vineyard as a part of an escalating effort by Republican governors to call attention to what they view as Democratic U.S. President Joe Biden's failure to secure the U.S.-Mexico border amid record attempted crossings. West Virginia's governor has signed an abortion ban into law. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
I've signed it. It's done.
Republican Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia signed an abortion ban law Friday, making West Virginia the second state to enact such a ban since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the federal constitutional protection in June.
I'm proud that I signed it, and I believe wholeheartedly that it does one thing that is absolutely so important. It does protect life.
The West Virginia ban has limited exceptions for medical emergencies and for rape and incest victims until 8 weeks of pregnancy for adults and 14 weeks for children. Indiana passed its abortion ban in August and enforcement began Thursday. More than a dozen states now have abortion bans. Most were approved before the Supreme Court ruling and crafted to take effect if Roe v. Wade was overturned. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, said Friday she plans to make a weekend visit to Armenia, where a ceasefire held for a second day after an outburst of fighting with neighboring Azerbaijan. The fighting killed more than 200 troops from both sides. Pelosi told reporters in Berlin she would travel to Armenia on Saturday, with a delegation that includes Representative Jackie Speer of California, who's of Armenian descent. The Armenian Defense Ministry said the situation on the border with Azerbaijan has remained quiet since the ceasefire took effect at 8 p.m. Wednesday, and no violations were reported. The ceasefire declaration followed 2 days of heavy fighting that marked the longest outbreak of hostilities in nearly 2 years. And once again, our top story this hour, Ukrainian officials say they found at least 10 torture centers in territory recaptured from Russia and the country's east. This follows the discovery of a massive grave near Izum on Wednesday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.